Hello and welcome to a very special bonus episode of the Punk News Podcast. I will be your host, M. Moore, and I'll be playing for you some of the best new music that was released in January. There will be bands you might not have heard of. There will be bands that you definitely have heard of. There will be bands that you want to check out more. So, without further ado, let's start with some tunes from January.
Yeah. Get it, water, hot, don't put it in the cold till it's all over.
Kicking off this block of songs was Number One Fan by Minnesota-based punk band Blue Venus. That's off their EP Nosebleed. Following that, we had Floating by Teenage Halloween. That's off their split with the Homeless Gospel Choir. And after that, we felt the Fury with New York-based hardcore band Age of Apocalypse. And that's off their album Grim Wisdom. Immediately after that was Get 'Em While They're Hot by Liverpool punk trio Tits Up. That's off their debut EP, Greatest Tits. And rounding out the first block of songs is KYG, or Kill Your God, by Brampton and Toronto-based Cicada. All right, sit back, strap in, and get ready for block two.
Down on Thank you.
Plaque Protection by Toronto's Sham Family kicked off this round of songs, followed by Machismo by Los Angeles hardcore punk Sweat, that's off their album Gotta Give It Up, Raise Your Glass by Richmond, Virginia punk rockers NC17, followed that's off their Nasty Habits EP. Then it was Inuk throat singer Tanya Tagak's Colonizer, which is off her album Tongues. And rounding out this block of songs was Bye Bye Baby by Montreal-based Nobro. That's off their upcoming EP, Live Your Truth, Shred Some Gnar. So, what's going to happen next? What are you going to hear next? Who knows? Let's stick around and find out.
blue, but your dad is all store. And when they come back with your new body, I'll load you into the new machine again, bring you back to me. And when your motor died, so did I. It was a slow decline.
Estoy sentado.
Scumbag by Rochester hardcore band Revival kicked off this round of songs. The song features Tim Williams of Vision of Disorder and is off their New Blood on the Old Blade EP. After that, we went to Doom Girl by Hamilton-based skate punks Motion Sickness. It's their cover of Doom Boy by the Dirty Nil. After that, we had Apollo by Fuck Money, a band out of Austin made up of Taslin Murtra of Flexploitation and Alton Jenkins, Bill Kenny, and Jeremy Humphreys of Future Death. After that, we went to everyone's favorite band, Pup, with their new song, Robot Writes a Love Song. That's off their upcoming album, The Unraveling of Pup the Band. And we ended with Phantasma by Washington-based Datura. That's off their album, Arcano Chemical. That's out now. All right. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the next block of songs. I'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Important to the success of your nursing career, you should be steady, dependable, self-reliant, tactful, sympathetic, and have a sense of humor.
Just can't imagine myself without you in
start it off with the new single, I Am Not Your Punching Bag, by Melbourne-based nurse punk band Worst Nurse. Then we went to Face the Fire by Comeback Kid, which is off their new album, Heavy Steps. We went to Boston-based indie rockers Mint Green with their new single, Body Language, and then went over to Dublin to see Sprints and their new with their new single, Little Fix, which is off their upcoming EP, A Modern Job. I've had an absolute blast playing these songs for you lovely folks, and I hope you all had a great time. You can always contact us at podcast@punknews.org, and I will send it off with New England, the new single from Kid Capici featuring Bob Villain.
Welcome to the new world, the new England. Come witness the greatness of Britain. Driving around in a German car. Stop for lunch in a sushi bar. Get my news from the Daily Star. Get my kids from the tits and asses. Never mind about social classes. I'll cast my vote regardless. Easy, you can't change. Welcome to the new world, the new England. All heroes, no villains. Double-decker bus and a bowler hat. Bob the Builder, Postman Pat. Social change, no, I don't want that. Just sitting in crisps in my one-bed apartment. Politics, that's not my department. But I'll cast my vote regardless. Easy, you can't change. All that you won't change. Easy, you can't change. All that you won't change. You're such a fool.
Just run up the stairs, fighting and cussing like they haven't got a care, but they care about everything that happens over here. Not over there, they couldn't give a toss. If it's a brown country, they steal all the crops. Blow it to smithereens and let the bombs drop. Then they cry about the boss when they try and come across. So gosh, I think this place is going nutty. Too much priceless British bacon butties. Worry about your neighbours and worry about the druggies. And not the eating graduate that's taking all your money. It seems they're taking a piss. Not blaming the brown fella, it's hard to resist. You would have thought that the nation was smarter than this. But I've got a couple questions.